I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Michigan Supreme Court Office of Dispute Resolution has unveiled an online dispute resolution tool that's available in Marquette and Alger counties. I found out more about the program from Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick.
My Resolve is an online dispute resolution platform that allows people to mediate disputes that would otherwise be resolved in courts with all of the hassle and the time and the inefficiency of that. They can do the same thing on their computer, on their smartphone, with or without the help of a mediator. It is free and available to anybody who wants to give it a try. We are excited to offer this option for people who have disputes that they need to resolve and don't have the time or the ability to get to court to resolve them.
Now, this seems like a program that seems like an obvious use of technology. Where did this idea come from?
You know, even before we found ourselves in the middle of a pandemic, which I understand, you know, it has affected different parts of the state differently, but we were trying very hard to figure out different ways we could open the virtual courtroom doors to every Michigan resident. You know, Michigan's a very big state. People sometimes live far away from their courthouses. They also, you know, might have jobs and make it difficult for them to get to court. And not every kind of dispute that ends up in court needs to be resolved by a trial. In fact, you're probably aware very few cases get resolved by trials. I think it's 0.1% of cases get resolved by trials. Having said that, people often do need a fair outcome to a dispute they might be having with a neighbor, with a landlord, with anyone else. And so giving them online options made sense to us long before there was a public health crisis. So my Resolve was born of that, of how can we give folks options to resolve disputes that are more efficient and, frankly, more effective. People who resolve disputes through mediation are often far more satisfied with that process than they are with the traditional court process. So we were rolling this out throughout the state before we had a pandemic. Then we found ourselves in the middle of a pandemic and thought, we need to speed this up. So now we've been moving it through as many counties as we can, and we think by the end of June it will be available statewide, and it will make Michigan the very first state to offer such a platform statewide. So we're pretty proud of that.
This is an opportunity to solve disputes of a certain nature. I mean, what type of cases or what type of, I guess, disputes that would you think this would be the best for?
Right now, the platform is really designed for contract disputes, small claims disputes, landlord-tenant and general civil up to about $20,000, sort of, you know, neighborhood, smaller dollar disputes. So if you have a large dollar dispute, it probably won't be the right platform for you right now. We intend to add to that list of common disputes, domestic relations disputes, you know, the kind of disputes people might have about parenting time, questions in a family law case. But in many of these cases right now, people resolve them without lawyers. In fact, 8 out of 10 civil disputes people resolve without lawyers because they can't afford lawyers. Which is another reason why this is an important service to offer Michigan residents. Mm-hmm. Lawyers could use the platform, frankly. They could, you could have a lawyer who could help you in a limited scope way. It might be a way to make lawyers more affordable. A lawyer might say, okay, I will represent you just in the mediation part of this. But you don't need a lawyer, and you can resolve it yourself with the help of a trained mediator, all for free. So it's another way of making our justice system more accessible to people.
We're talking with Bridget Mary McCormick, who is Chief Justice with the Michigan Supreme Court, about the Supreme Court's Office of Dispute Resolution Program that is online now, available in Marquette and Alger counties. It's called MI Resolve. And if people want to find out more about it, maybe it's something as a tool that they want to start using, how can they find out more?
Actually go onto the Michigan Supreme Court website and look at the My Resolve page, and you can see how it works. It's pretty user-friendly. That was one of the important parts of it. We want people to be able to use it they don't have to be trained in any way, and it is smartphone-friendly, so you can actually just use it on your phone. So go to the Michigan Supreme Court website and look for the MI-Resolve.
That's Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick. With a look at what's happening in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.